Hey, Slow News Time 809, triple team traffic on a Thursday morning. Andy, we've got some issues out there.
Yeah, we do. Slowdowns in a lot of different places. I-15 pretty consistently under the speed limit between 123rd South and the 6th South exit downtown. Only stop and go near 106th and near about 13th South. So in the middle part of the slowing, it actually moves fairly consistently. Some slowing on 215 and 201 where they come together on the west side near Redwood Road. Eastbound 201 slowing starts at Bangor. 215 slowing starts near the Valley Fair Mall. Eric?
In Utah County, you have some things going on in Pleasant Grove. One was on I-15 northbound right at the Pleasant Grove exit, PG Boulevard exit, but those cars which were on the right-hand shoulder have moved off. Now, we're also hearing from a traffic trooper that we've got a City Street accident in Pleasant Grove. This is State Street at 100 North, blocking a lane or two. Heather?
Southbound I-15 still slow from Woods Cross to about 1100 North in Salt Lake City, but it is easing up significantly. On the west side belt, you might still see some brake lights as well as you head south between 700 North and the I-80 West Interchange. And now I'm seeing a lot of congestion on US 89, and this is northbound through most of Fruit Heights. The Salt Lake Family Christmas Gift Show, November 11th through the 13th at Southbound Expo. Hundreds of exhibits, unique gift ideas, handmade arts, crafts, gourmet foods, and entertainment. Visit FamilyChristmasGiftShow.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.